Yes, indeed. So today is the Sunday where we talk about writing a letter to God. And my talk title is Our Greater Soul Self, Letter to God 2024. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about kind of this tradition that we have in Unity. And maybe some people celebrate something a little bit similar on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, where they write out their intentions, or they decide what they're going to be doing in the year ahead. This is a little bit of a different process because it involves a willingness to truly connect to the soul of our being. It involves a time where, moving into a new year, we can begin to assess where we have come from and where we are choosing to move forward into. And so this is a wonderful time as we will be sitting here today. Those of you at home, if you have a piece of paper and an envelope for later, that you will actually be writing a letter, and I will give you some more instructions on that later. But it is indeed this wonderful opportunity. Having come through the last couple of our services, we had our wonderful Burning Bowl service, which was a great opportunity to take a look at the things we were ready to let go of and to release those into the flames of purification and of breaking down those old habits or those old systems that no longer served us. And then last week, we experienced one of our wonderful ceremonies here in Unity, and in many New Thought churches, that is the White Stone experience, which is referred to in the Bible when someone is freed from a slavery. And whether that's a slavery of our thinking, of our past experiences, that white stone signifies that we are free. And you were asked to sit prayerfully and to write upon that stone that word that your soul spoke to you. So for those of you who were here who maybe were not last week, we do have white stones in the back. For those of you at home who were not on the service last week, and you can go ahead to participate in that step today as well as writing your letter. Because it is as we begin to set an intention forward for the overall experience of our year that we recognize how important it is to have a connection to the soul of our being. And so often, we think of writing a letter to God as writing something to something outside of ourselves, do we not? Because we still tend to anthropomorphize God. We think of God as some super being out there. And I'm wanting us to begin remembering and recognizing that this letter is truly writing to our soul self, our soul being. That is the presence of Godness. That is the presence of creation, of Creator. In scripture from 1 Corinthians 2, 3, verse 16, it says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you, friends?" So we're not talking about a physical thing, a temple out here. We are talking about our soul being is God's temple. And it's our capacity, our choicefulness of touching into and connecting to that inner heart wisdom, that inner awareness that will support us as we move forward in breaking down past habits and past situations and beginning to embrace new horizons and new potential and possibilities. It's a time of being grateful for ourselves and who we are in the design of our being. And it goes on to say in Psalms 139:14, "I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Friends, feel into that. How well is your soul connected into valuing your own beauty, the own awesomeness in which you were designed and made? And oftentimes, dealing with situations in our outer world of self-judgment, of criticism, it's hard sometimes to lay hold of that spark, that beauty, that light that is inherently the truth of who we are. And as we step into a new year, as we begin by listening and hearing that word of higher wisdom and intelligence that calls us forward into this new year, we then begin to take actual steps forward in intentionally setting forth that which is the path that our soul is drawing us toward. From A Course in Miracles, which is printed from the Foundation for Inner Peace, it says, "There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of Godness abides." So this particular Sunday, friends, is a wonderful day to begin authoring, fashioning, imagining, creating steps forward into all that your heart, soul, your soul being calls you to live into and to be. How many of you did go ahead and write a white stone? Here in the room, several of you did. And for those of you at home, I can't see your hands, but if you have not yet done so, it's a wonderful experience to listen to that voice that speaks to us, that steps outside of all the boundaries that our mind has, all the blocks and the editing that we do, and it calls us into a higher vision. How many of you, when you felt your word, when you experienced it, went, "I don't think that's it"? Anybody have that experience? Yeah, I did too. I was like, wait, what? And many of us do. Other times, sometimes it's just so full and so present, you know, it's like, yeah. There isn't any right or wrong experience. It is recognizing that oftentimes when our soul being, which sees a more expansive view, a greater view, calls us higher, calls us into a new experience, that which is our humanness that has walked in certain paths has a hard time adjusting to that which is new and different. In whatever experience you had, trust in that experience and allow it to move you into a new expression in our lives. Are we not all looking for something that brings us a greater sense of satisfaction? A feeling of abundance, a feeling of connection to other people, a feeling of relevance and of value. And it is as we enter into a new year, such a wonderful opportunity to begin setting forth our intentions, utilizing the ageless, ancient spiritual laws of manifestation and creation. And that begins with our willingness to listen to the very heart or soul of our being. That is the voice that we might have said is the voice of God, or is that higher presence of every opportunity speaking and calling us into new experiences. So as we get ready today, and as we want to be writing a letter from our soul self, from our higher beingness self, our letter to ourselves. The invitation is to start first and foremost with a sense of gratitude. So as you are sitting here today, those of you at home, those of you who are here, as you begin to kind of look to the past year, in our humanness, there's oftentimes a tendency to see all the stuff we did wrong. How many people do that? Yeah. Oh my gosh, I did that. I can't believe it. Oh my goodness. I haven't done any of the things I thought I was going to do by now. You know, just this on and on and on. And we know that that's a part of the human mind that has a tendency to do that. Friends, as we begin to be the author of ourselves and of our lives choicefully, it takes our willingness to look differently, to begin to shift the tracks of our thinking and to open beyond what our mind automatically spits out like a computer program, to begin to breathe into a different way of being. That's our soul being. That is what we talk about all the time in Unity, of that light of the infinite potential and possibility within us. And that starts with gratitude. And as we look to the past year, and I'll say as in a few minutes when you begin to write your letter, I will invite you to start with expressing a sense of gratitude for the things that you experienced in the past year, and a gratitude for yourself, an acknowledgement of those accomplishments, an acknowledgement of your uniqueness. And I dare say, if you're like me, you might find it a little challenging at times to come up with some of those things. And so I'll invite you to sit for a moment as you write your letter and to allow a different voice to speak to you in and through you than the voice you normally hear in your head that chatter, chatter, chatters, right? The monkey mind, we call it. So as you're writing your letter to yourself, and again, I didn't explain fully, but you will be writing this. No one else will ever see it but yourself. You will be addressing the envelope to yourself. We will gather them here. We will then send them to you, mail them to you mid part of the year sometime. Or if you're at home, you can tuck it away in a place where you put a little red flag on it or a green post-it note so you can see it. And you can then go back about mid-year and take a look. But it's a wonderful way to begin intentioning and projecting and creatively opening into a new year. And it starts with gratitude. In scripture from 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all contentment in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work," friends. This is an acknowledgement of the beauty and the value of who we are that we oftentimes just push to the side and never see. And from 2 Timothy 4:7, it says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith," friends. And indeed we have, because we are here. Because we are choicefully seeking to shift, to change, to move into those things that will bring abundance into our lives, that will bring great relationships. Charles Fillmore in Jesus Christ Heals wrote, "Metaphysicians have discovered that words which express thanks, gratitude, and praise release energy of mind and soul. Let your words of praise and thanksgiving be to spirit. The resources of spirit are beyond our highest flight of imagination," friends. Wow. So Charles Fillmore is reminding us here that words of gratitude, words of praise, they release an energy in us. So as you start your letter, as you're writing your letter, holding this sense of gratitude for all that has gone on in the past year and for your life, and a sense of gratitude for yourself and for who you are. Remember that these words, these intentions, begin to go forth to open the space to create and draw into your life the greatest good that is imaginable. Many of you are familiar with best-selling author and a master salesman. His name is Og Mandino, and he says, count your blessings. Once you realize how valuable you are and how much you have going for you, the smiles will return, the sun will break out, the music will play, and you will finally be able to move forward with the life that God intended for you with grace, strength, courage, and confidence, friends. So as we start out our letters to and from our soul selves, as we start with that sense of gratitude, once we realize our blessings, it begins to open the door. And so then in going forward to complete the letter, perhaps working from the place of your expression on your white stone, allow yourselves to just sit in an open space of potential and possibility. And begin to allow the imagination, that creative soul self, to absolutely fly free. To move beyond all the editing that we normally would do from that human outer self of, well, what can I do? What should I do? What do I have to do? What is impossible? In this letter, let your soul fly free. Let it be creative. Let your imagination move through you to begin envisioning that which your soul calls you to become. And we know truthfully in spiritual ancient teachings and in the spiritual laws of our universe that we do create through our thoughts and through our thinking and through our connection to spirit, to God within. In scripture from John 15 verse 5, it says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. So what is scripture saying here? When scripture says, I am the vine, that is referring to the limitless potential of the energy of our universe. That is the vine from which we draw. And each of us, you are the branches. We are the branches then that lay hold of spiritual energy, potentiality, and draw it forth through our thinking, through our creative imagination, through our willingness to focus our attention on that. We are the branches that then manifest that forth. And as we abide in the recognition of this potentiality within us, I abide in me, meaning abide in that energy, then we bear much fruit, friends. And from Philippians 4:8, it says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things, friends. Let your mind dwell on these things. So I'm going to invite you to sit for a moment. I'm going to have you take out your piece of paper and just kind of hold it next to you. Hold it as you begin to breathe into your soul self. We might call that the heart mind of God within. That infinite, limitless, unencumbered self of potential. And as you sit for a moment, let your soul self fly free, unencumbered by shoulds, have-tos, and doubts. Let your soul self fly free, unencumbered by shoulds, have-tos, and doubts. And allow your creative imagination to just begin to dream. And as you begin to write your letter to yourself, again, start with a sense of gratitude. Start with a sense of acknowledgement of the true being that you are. And as you then go forward, begin to create and allow intentions, dreams, and visions to draw you forward into limitless possibility and expression. Joy Page, who was an American actress, says, "Dream and give yourself permission to envision a you that you choose to be." And Craig D. Lungsborg says, he has a Master's of Divinity, he's a licensed counselor, and he's a life coach, and he says, and I love this, "Our imagination is God's ingenious gift that hands us the privilege of romping and playing in realities that we can't see only because we've yet to create them." Let me say that again. Our imagination is God's ingenious gift that hands us the privilege of romping and playing in realities that we can't see only because we've yet to create them. So, friends, begin romping and playing and creating on your letter. Begin envisioning, allowing your creative imagination to draw you into who and what you are becoming in this year ahead of 2024. And so as you complete your letters, I'll share with you that we will be moving forward next week into talking about the ancient spiritual principles and laws of our universe that we can apply in moving forward to manifest our dreams, our desires, manifest abundance and positive relationships. And so I'll look forward to sharing more with you about that next week. So in closing, I would like to share a quote from Marianne Williamson. She is a Unity minister. She served as a Unity minister. She is currently an author, a speaker, and seeking a possibility to be one of the, in her political career, to seek a position in this Democratic race, presidential race in this year of 2024. She says, "Envision possibility. Don't worry who else believes in it. The universe is only looking for instructions from you." Friends, stay focused on our own dreams. Do not let anyone else's fears or doubts or concerns or naysaying stop each of us from believing in our potential, in our possibility. Envision every possibility, and don't worry who else believes in it.